Just a heads up, the Razzball Baseball Podcast might not be for all audiences. You have been advised.
Hi, it's Nick. We're nearing the home stretch of the season, the time where the men and our three female readers are separated from the boys, the time of year where you can't sleep at night because you realize you have no idea how to actually close. So that's what we're going to discuss today. Actually, we won't, because if you don't know how to close by now, we probably can't help you. If you really, really, really need closing advice, tweet at Rudy Gamble, and the App Road one can help you with your specific situation. So what else in the world could we be talking about today to engage you, dear fantasy listener? Well, we thought we'd throw you some curveballs with a fact or fiction show. You know, shiny things to distract you from the fact that your fantasy team actually sucks. Plus, of course, we'll talk some daily fantasy facts with my man, JB. All that plus Gray Albright and Rudy Gamble. Yep, that's right. Rudy's back from Cuba. We think. We hope. We're praying. From the DraftKings.com studio, you know, we figured it was time to renovate the studio, and the DraftKings guys have been so flipping great to us this year, we thought we'd hang their sign above our door. It's the Razzball Podcast for the week of August the 19th. Here we go. He's back from Cuba, where he was out scouting for Spanish-speaking fantasy baseball writers. Rudy Gamble, back to the Razzball Podcast. That deserves a round of applause. Rudy, how are you?
Doing okay. Got to rest in an undisclosed location that we could say is Cuba.
How's the Cuban snark?
It's been beaten down. Yeah, the Castros are surprisingly not as funny as you'd think.
We're glad to have you back. And we're doing a fact or fiction show today, so this is going to be a lot of fun. Because I always find this time of year, it's always a good time to, you know, go through the whole player list and just, wow, I had no idea that so-and-so was doing such and such, you know? So, how's that for precision?
Okay, so we're going to see how well I can recall how players are doing.
Absolutely, buddy. So this, again, the correct answers are either going to be fact or fiction. Here we go. First question for Mr. Rudy Gamble. Jose Altuve has more stolen bases than RBIs.
I'll go fact.
That is actually fiction. Ugh. 41 RBIs to 30 steals. Very productive out of that little two-bagger. Next question. Derek Holland has more strikeouts than Justin Verlander.
Ooh, I own both those guys. Fiction.
That is fiction. Mr. Verlander has 160 to Mr. Holland's 157. By the way, all these stats are as of Monday, the 19th of August, in the morning. Next one for you. The Japanese trio of Darvish, Iwakuma, and Kuroda are all ranked higher than Chris Sale, Anibal Sanchez, Steven Strasburg, and Cliff Lee.
The only guy who could even be close, I would think, is Strasburg. I'll go fact.
That is a fact. Isn't that crazy? I had no idea that Kuroda was having such a great year.
No, he's been great. It's Strasburg, the only thing, he's just been hurt for wins.
Correct. But Sale's pitched well.
He's getting Cliff Lee 2012 treatment. Or 2011.
And a ball's pitched well. You know, you'd think that...
the Tigers would score.
I mean, when I wrote that, I don't know, buddy. Okay, this one I should probably save for Gray, but hey, I got it here for you. Pedro Alvarez is currently seventh in the majors in home runs. Is that fact or fiction?
Well, he was second in the NL to who just took the lead from him. So he's second in L. So yeah, I could see him being seventh overall, if not higher.
Well, and there you go. It's fiction because he's actually fourth with 30 home runs. Isn't that crazy?
No, I knew he was super high. I forgot who took the NL lead from him. Someone just recently did, but not coming to my mind.
Well, you know what? In this column today, or in this podcast, we might hit on who the home run leaders are. Just saying. Okay, fact or fiction, 59% of Chris Davis's hits this year have been for extra bases.
See, I think he's had about 40 doubles there. Yeah, it sounds about right. Fact.
Absolutely. 59%.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, no, it's hard to hit that many homers, but also he's getting a bunch of doubles.
Doubles and homers.
It's definitely a better sign of a quality hitter versus just, I don't think Alvarez, I'd be surprised if Alvarez is half his doubles.
Yeah, that's probably fair. I don't have it in front of me, but that's a good question.
It's faction. I think it's a fact, but it might be fiction.
Evan Longoria is currently a higher ranked third baseman than Kyle Seager.
That one seems loaded. Longoria's been an average train for 2 months, but...
You better not be looking these up.
I'll go fiction.
It is actually a fact, but by a hair. That's how close it is. Longoria is, I think, one rank higher than Kyle Seager. I think that also speaks to how well Seager's done.
Yeah, he might. I wouldn't be surprised if Seager's rated higher in Yahoo because he gets second base credit.
Right, good point, too. Oh, here's a great one. Jason Castro has more home runs than Aramis Ramirez, Matt Kemp, and Jimmy Rollins combined. Jason Castro has more homers than Aram, Kemp, and Rollins combined.
Now, I knew he had more than each of the individual ones because they've all been hurt or crappy. Yeah, I'll go fact.
Actually, it's fiction, but he has 14, and they all have 5, so that's how close it is.
Pathetic.
I gotta throw some tough ones in there for you, buddy.
Okay.
All right, next up. Paul Goldschmidt has more steals than Sin Shu Chu. Does Goldie have more steals than Chu? Is that a fact or is that fiction?
Dude, I think they're both in the 10 to 15 range. I'm going fiction.
It is fiction, although Goldschmidt has 13 to Chu's 14.
I had the range there.
You did have the range. Speaking of range, this one really surprised me as well. Yonder Alonso has as many steals as Austin Jackson. Is that fact or fiction?
He's been on my art. I feel like Alonso's got like 6 stolen bases. Ajax really hasn't stolen. I'd say maybe Ajax has him by 1 or 2. So.
No, but it is a fact. They're actually tied at 6. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I've been following Alonso, who's got awful power. Jackson had a great April, and it's just kind of fallen off. Why would you steal if you've got Miguel Cabrera, I guess?
Well, that's a very good point. Okay, next up. Mike Leake has a better ERA and whip than Derek Holland.
Definitely has a better whip. I know, you know, Holland's, I think, at a 1-3 whip these days. ERA, Leake was in the 3-3-2. Yeah, I think Leake might have him like... No. I'm going a Holland better ERA, Leake better whip.
Okay, so you're half right. Derek Holland actually has a better ERA and whip, but it's close. Leake 3.01 and 1.24. Holland 2.95 and 1.23.
Ah, his whip was...
I don't think people realize what a great season Derek Holland's had.
Oh, no, he's been under that one of my teams. I think the one that's more surprising is Leake. Leake was just missed out on him in a 15-team league as a free agent.
Wow.
Where Holland was at least drafted.
No, Leake.
I would not bet on Leake again, don't get me wrong. But who would have thought Leake would have had a much better year than Cueto?
Yeah, absolutely. And see, this is why this is so much fun today, Rudy. All right, next up. Fact or fiction? Eric Hosmer has more steals than Ian Kinsler.
Okay, so Hosmer just got to 10 or 11 or so on stolen bases. I had a prediction that Hosmer and Goldschmidt would get like 10 to 15 this year, so I've been checking on that. Kinsler has been awful. He just got caught stealing a couple days ago. I'll go fact. Maybe Kinsler's only got like 9 stolen bases or so.
You are correct. It is 10 to 8. Hosmer has more steals than Ian Kinsler.
And I think Kinsler's probably been caught 8 times.
I don't have it in front of me, but that wouldn't surprise me. It's amazing to me how well you actually have these numbers off the top of your head. It's pretty mind-blowing.
It's a lot of box score looking. When you're playing the hitter-tron every day.
Absolutely.
Keeps you on your toes.
Okay. Fact or fiction, Justin Masterson has more strikeouts than King Felix.
Oh, geez, both on my RCL teams. I don't like to... It's like choosing between siblings. I'll go fact. I think both are maybe in the 170 range.
It's actually fiction, but it's close. King Felix has 182 to Masterson's 175. All right, next one I got for you. Darren Ruff, this is all rookies here.
Yeah.
Darren Ruff actually has a higher OPS than Puig and Myers.
Ruff's played so much less than them. I got to go fiction. Just seems too crazy.
That is fiction, but he is second after Puig ahead of Myers.
How many at-bats, though? Like 50?
Yeah, I don't have it in front of me, but it's just... with the rookies, it's such a small sample size, you know?
It's what you do with the sample.
Well, you're right. I wish I had a machine that could help me disseminate all this.
If only.
All right. Let's talk bullpen. Steve, I always get this wrong. Is it Cishek? Cishek?
Yeah, the Marlins guy. Gotcha.
The Marlins guy has led the league in saves in the last month.
Wow. I would have thought Kenley Jansen would. Jansen seems to get a save every day or two, so I'll go fiction.
It is fiction, but actually Craig Kimbrell is first and Greg Holland is second. I think Jansen had 9. I think off the top of my head, Kimbrell had 12, Holland had 11, Cishek had 10, and I think Kenley had 9, but that's off the top of my head.
Wow. I was really wrong because I thought it was Jansen, but yeah, I forgot about Holland got like... He got the doubleheader stole. He got the Ernie Banks save special.
Did he really?
He saved both games against Detroit.
Oh, my gosh.
I hadn't seen that since a young, spry Dave Rigetti got a... So I think he saved the last two and had the record for like a few years at 46 saves.
Gotta love a Dave Rigetti reference.
I was a young... I was a fan of Rigetti back in the day. He threw a no-hitter on my birthday.
Didn't he, no, I'm thinking, who was the other pitcher? Not Rigetti. There was another pitcher there who pitched a lot in the late 80s, early 90s, and they used to use him as a pinch hitter and occasionally a DH for the Yankees.
Oh, Rick Rodin.
Yes, Rick Rodin.
He's also supposed to be a phenomenal golfer. He did suck balls, though, for me. Or maybe just a ball. Maybe like a Lance Armstrong.
Oh, Rudy, I've missed you, buddy. All right, next question. Yadier Molina has more, now this is by category, not any sort of combination, but has more runs, home runs, RBIs, stolen bases, and a higher batting average than David Fries.
Yeah, I'll say that's fact.
Across the board, absolutely a fact.
Fries is an awful.
49 to 41 in runs, 9 to 6 in homers, 56-43 in ribbies. 3-1 in steals.
Freeze obviously sold his soul for the World Series thing.
Yeah, something happened there, right?
Just like Scott Podsednik, between that home run he hit off Brad Lidge and his wife, he's going to be spending an eternity in hell. Apologies, but no way you can have both those things occur with his skill set.
Oh, Rudy. Does Dexter Fowler and Hanley Ramirez have the same amount of home runs and RBIs? Is that a fact or is that fiction?
The total opposite curves. Fowler had a crazy April. It's the same, and then Ramirez missed a bunch of time, was on fire. It's the same homers and RBIs, you said?
Yep.
I go fact.
That is a fact. Rudy, is it a fact that Brandon Crawford has more RBIs than Sin-Soo Choo?
Oh, man. I just streamed Crawford for his homer on Sunday. Giants had a nice weekend. They friggin' hit with Dick Posey out of the lineup. They go crazy. More RBIs than Choo. I'm going to go fact, just because Choo's hit first in the lineup, and that gets... pitiful RBIs in the NL.
Absolutely, and that is a fact.
I think Crawford was it.
Yep. Fact or fiction? Fact or fiction, Mr. Rudy? Mm-hmm. We'll give you a couple more here. Fact or fiction? Chris Davis and Miguel Cabrera currently lead the majors in runs with 89.
They lead the league in runs.
The majors.
Right. Fact.
That is fiction. Matt Carpenter has 91 runs.
Man, I was going through all the leadoff hitters and just realizing, you know, like, none of the, you know, I mean, Detroit and Baltimore haven't had a healthy, productive leadoff hitter. So it's just, forgot, yeah, Carpenter. Yeah.
All right. I got three more for you. We'll go through them quick.
Okay.
Starling Marte has more runs than Andrew McCutchen. Fact or fiction?
I think that's a fact.
That is a fact. 79-76. Dustin Ackley has more runs, home runs, RBI, stolen bases, and a higher average than Ricky Weeks.
Fiction.
That is fiction, but you know what? If you look it up, it's not that far off. 29-40 in runs, 1-10 in homers. That's where Weeks really has them. RBIs is 19-24, steals is 2-7, average 239-209. Last fact or fiction question, Mr. Gamble.
Okay.
Is Chase Utley is currently ranked higher at second base than Ian Kinsler?
Man, you're picking on my boy Kinsler. It's a Texas Jew. I mean, come on. I'll go fiction.
No, that's a fact. Utley's ranked higher. One more. I got one more Kinsler one in the bag. Last one.
Okay.
Aaron Hill, fact or fiction, is currently ranked higher than Kinsler at second base.
Jesus, Hill missed at least a month or so in there. Kinsler maybe went on the deal. I'll go fact.
That is fiction. Kinsler is ahead of Mr. Hill. Rudy,
very tough question.
We missed you here, buddy, and we've only got a couple of podcasts left for the baseball season until we do our wrap show at the end of September. So hopefully we'll see you around. Rudy, if you get a chance to, head over to football.rasball.com and get one of those RCL leagues, buddy.
Yeah, no, I got to get in that. And hopefully by the end I'll have I'll win one of the DraftKings contests.
Good luck with that, Rudy. Good luck with that.
I'm in the money.
JB's got your number, buddy.
I've been in the money the last three of the last four, just not first.
Yeah, sure, Rudy, sure. All right, buddy, we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining us on the Razzball Baseball Podcast.
Thanks for having
me. The Daily Fantasy Sports Report.
Brought to you by DraftKings.com. And in the spirit of today's podcast, we will also do Fact and Fiction for DraftKings.com, our, of course, daily fantasy place to be. JB, how are you?
I'm good. Facts. I'm good.
Fact or fiction, JB, you don't like daily fantasy sports.
That's a fiction. I love it. I'm winning every week these days.
We'll talk about last week and how you kicked Rudy and I's asses. Did I say that correctly, Kyle, or did you want to comment? That's what I thought. Okay. Fact or fiction, JB. I'm going to throw this out like this today. Fact or fiction, JB. Is DraftKings.com based on an oil rig?
I'm going to say fiction.
You are correct, sir. They're based in Boston, U.S. of A.
Boston, Mass. That's up for debate. If you're a New Yorker, then you might say Boston's an oil rig.
Well played. Fact or fiction, daily fantasy is hard.
I'm going to say fiction, but if you're Rudy, he'd say fact.
Yeah, again, we'll get to next week in a second. Fact or fiction, you can play daily fantasy at DraftKings.com for as little as $2.
That's actually fiction. You can play for as little as $1.
Actually, you're wrong. You can play for as little as 25 cents.
Wow. I guess I'm not that low of a roller, but I definitely am play in the dollar challenges here and there.
Buddy, quarter slots, can't beat it. Fact or fiction, Rudy has twice won the Play with Rudy from Razzball contest.
That's easily a fiction.
Fact or fiction, JB's best place ever was sixth.
That's fiction. I believe I got a fourth place one week.
Fact or fiction, DraftKings.com just sounds like a badass freaking company.
Easy fact.
So last week we did the Play with Rudy from Razzball contest. We all played. You usurped us, we know. But this week there isn't a contest because it's the big $100,000 classic, right?
Yep, the $100,000 sweet spot with a $20,000 winner in the top spot. And we've got four to five Razzball winners in there that have won through our Play with Rudy contest. And my article this week will be my sweet spot picks, and hopefully someone from Razzball Nation will be another big winner.
Fact, you will post your DraftKings post on Wednesday at Razzball.com.
Fact.
Fiction. No, I got nothing for fiction there. Okay, listen, that's awesome. So, $100,000 sweet spot. Also, don't forget, if you're a baseball fan, we've started doing the football podcast. We also love DraftKings.com for daily fantasy for football. And I was actually saying today, just real quick, week one of the season, going to get that $50,000 cap. You get to be GM for a day. Aaron Rodgers is $9,700, kind of like Carson Palmer at $6,600. So I'm just saying, you can build your roster like that, you know? Very exciting. Very exciting. That's a fact.
That is true. And another fact is you absolutely love Carson Palmer. We talked about him last week, and you're all over him.
Okay, this is the baseball podcast. I'm already getting in trouble with Gray.
Taking it off the rails. Fact. Taking it off the rails. Fact.
All right, so we won't be playing this week, but I think what we're going to do, we're going to talk to the guys at DraftKings. I think we're going to try and have a mega contest because, again, the baseball podcast does end of August. So I think the week after, we're going to try and do one last big hurrah. Sound good?
Sounds like a plan. Definite fact.
Talk to you soon, buddy. Thanks, JB. At JB Gilpin. Tweet him for all your daily fantasy questions.
Peace, man. Thanks for having me.
Getting to know Gray.
Gray Albright, the closer, back on the Razzball Baseball Podcast. Gray, nice to talk to you again. Did you disappear? Are you the closing ninja?
No, I was blowing on my knuckles and rubbing them on my shirt.
Great. I want to catch you up. The theme of today's show is fact or fiction, because I always find this time of year, you're really surprised with how some players have performed.
Fact.
We did it with Rudy. Rudy was on. Thank God he made it back from Cuba. And we also did it for the Daily Fantasy Report with JB. So I got all kinds of
fiction,
fact and fiction for you, buddy.
Fact.
All right. Let's start right off the bat. Fact or fiction, Mr. Albright? Brian Roberts has more RBIs than B.J. Upton.
Fact.
It is a fact. 23-21. Isn't that crazy?
Fact.
By the way, no cheating, okay? Seriously, no cheating. Rudy didn't cheat, and I expect the same out of you. All right, next question.
Fact.
Gordon Beckham is hitting over 300. Is that fact or fiction?
Fact.
That is a fact. He's hitting 301.
This is awesome. We should do this every week. I could do this shit in my sleep.
It gets harder. Okay. Fact or fiction. Adam Wainwright leads the major leagues in innings pitched with 189.
Fact.
Fiction. King Felix actually has 190.
Damn. Oh man. I can't believe you got me. I hate you. I hate this stupid shit. Damn you. Ah!
Fact or fiction, Bartolo Colon has more wins than Adam Wainwright, Zimmerman, Tillman, and Matt Moore.
Fiction.
That is fiction because they're actually all tied with 14 wins.
Oh yeah.
Fact or fiction, Mr. Albright. Jorge De La Rosa has more wins than Madison Bumgarner.
Fact.
That is a fact. Jorge De La Rosa has 12 wins. And actually, his ratios haven't been bad either. Underappreciated starting pitcher.
Fact.
Fact or fiction? Ricky Nolasco has more wins, a better ERA, and a better whip than Julio Teheran.
Fiction.
That is fiction. Teheran has 10 wins to 9. Teheran's ERA is 2.96 to 3.6. And his whip is 1.18 to 1.24. So, yes, that is fiction.
I know this is gonna break the fourth wall and all, but did you ask Rudy the exact same questions, or are these all new questions?
No, of course not. No. I'm not keeping track. I want to keep the listeners engaged. That's the idea. I'm trying to shock and awe.
No. Wait a second. We're keeping the listeners engaged. Hold on a second. That wasn't why we hired you for $0.
Fact or fiction? Jose Molina has more RBIs than Josh Rutledge.
Fact.
No, it's fiction. 16-13 for Rutledge, but it's kind of scary, isn't it?
Fact.
Don't worry. I got a couple more Rutledge ones. I saved them for you.
What?
Although, you know what, to be fair, I actually asked Rudy this one earlier. Pedro Alvarez is seventh in the majors in home runs. Is that fact or fiction?
Fact.
He's actually at 30, and that places him fourth in the majors.
I think he's above that. He's got 29. he get 30 on at Saturday, I'm assuming, because I do roundups every other day. Saturday's the only day.
It's
like
my day off.
A vacuum in space for me. It's like, what happened Saturday? I don't know.
Fact or fiction, Mr. Albright? Brandon Phillips is fifth in the majors in RBIs.
I'll say fact.
It is a fact. He's got 92. Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah. No, he's having he's got a great lineup. But yeah, it's slightly unbelievable. Even more unbelievable is how many RBIs Matt Carpenter has, because as the leadoff hitter on an NL team, it's really surprising.
Well, actually, and that was one of the things I stumped Rudy with. I told him Miggy and Chris Davis led the majors in runs, but no, Carpenter's actually first in runs with 91 as of Monday, August 19th.
Yeah, and he has a lot of RBIs for a leadoff hitter. I think he was, last time I looked, he was second in the majors for leadoff hitters, and the Rangers were number one, but it wasn't even the same Ranger hitter. It was just their leadoff hitters all combined.
Right. Here's a good one.
Okay. Fact.
Fact or fiction? Alfonso Soriano has more RBIs than Jay Bruce.
I'll say fiction.
It is fiction. It's 80-77 for Bruce, but Soriano has more RBIs than Jose Bautista, Adrian Beltre, and Andrew McCutchen. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Beltre probably would have been an easier way to trip me up. I would have guessed Beltre over Soriano. But fact. Interesting. Fact.
Fact or fiction? Michael Brantley has as many RBIs as Joey Votto.
I'll say fact.
Hey, you're right. And isn't it crazy that Brandon Phillips has 92 RBIs and Votto has 58.
Yeah, RBIs are tough to account for. They're a little bit, they're fluky as to who's on base in front of you and stuff. But, if you're batting behind Votto, it's a lot better than batting in front of them. as those stats prove, I think Votto had 18 or 19 home, like some like really low number of homers, which is, how many homers does he have? 18, I think? Sounds bad.
You know what? I don't have it in front of me. I can't have Wi-Fi in the studio because it makes you sound nasally.
Oh.
So, and by you, I mean literally you, Greg.
Everyone in Jersey has Wi-Fi. That's the problem.
Fact or fiction? Matt Cain is currently ranked higher than Cole Hamels.
In what? Player Rater?
Yes.
Matt Cain over Cole Hamels. I'm going to say that is fiction.
That is fiction. Fact or fiction, Tyson Ross is the highest ranked pitcher for the last month.
I'll say fact.
It's actually fiction. He's fifth. A couple guys, Kershaw, all the top guys have really had great months, but right. Ross has been fantastic for the Padres.
Yeah, that's that was probably an easy one. Botched. Damn. I had the putt on the back nine. I don't know golf, but I could be making up lingo right there. Fact.
Yeah, I think you did. All right, fact or fiction, Adrian Beltre leads the majors in hits.
Fiction.
Fiction, but 158 to Miggy's 160 is right there.
Yeah. Yeah, I made a trade of right now there's listeners groaning because I've mentioned this on the site so many times, but I traded Beltre early. I traded for Beltre with Chu early on, and I had a 335 average from Chu for the first month, and then I got Beltre is hitting like 350 for me since I got him. So I have like maybe 22, 23 homers, 12 steals. Maybe like 7 steals and a 340 average from that position from the trade. Yeah, fact.
All right, just for the sake of time, I'm gonna cherry pick some good ones here. I got a bunch, but we'll cherry pick some. Marlon Byrd, fact or fiction? Marlon Byrd and Brandon Moss both have more home runs than Pujols and Bryce Harper.
Fact.
That is a fact. They both have 18, and Pujols and Harper have 17.
17, yeah.
Fact or fiction? Matt Holliday has more homers than Giancarlo.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I know, 15 of 14.
Yeah. why would you depress me? Fact.
Gene Segura is the third-ranked shortstop this year. Fact or fiction?
No, I'll say fiction.
It is fiction because he's the top-ranked shortstop.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I knew that.
Who's been better than him?
No, you're right, you're right.
Shortstop we're talking about.
Well, speaking of shortstops, fact or fiction,
Tulo's been decent.
Yeah, Tulo's actually been pretty good when healthy. You always got to say that. Fact or fiction, Yunel Escobar is a higher-ranked shortstop than Jose Reyes, Asdrubal Cabrera, and Alcides Escobar.
I'm going to say, sadly, that is fact.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
Fact or fiction, even though his ER...
By the way, some of these are really depressing.
I know.
It's like when you say something like that, then I instantly think about how I had Asdrubal on a team, and you now is like sitting on waivers, and I'm like, ugh.
You know what it makes me realize? That in-season trades and seeing how guys have been doing the last, 14, 28 days, waiver wire, this is how you win fantasy baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so fluky, even though, in the big picture, guys totally do what they're supposed to do, but it depends on how big the picture is. It's like, do you take the satellite out just above the mountains, or do you bring the satellite all the way up to the clouds and look down? Because there's a whole lot of difference in whether or not, like, who do I want, Stan or Matt Holliday? I want Stan, but... God damn it, his season hasn't been good.
Exactly. Here's what, you know what? I won't put this out as fact or fiction because obviously it's so obnoxious. I'll just make this as a statement. Edson Volquez has as many wins as Clay Buchholz. Okay, they both have 9 wins.
Who?
But Volquez and Buchholz both have 9 wins, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Volquez's ERA is 4 runs higher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's totally crazy. Look at Zimmerman's wins compared to Gio Gonzalez, Strasburg, or Herron. Not that Herron's been that terrific, but look at Gio and Strasburg compared to Zimmerman. You have any idea how many more wins Zimmerman has off the top of your head?
All right, let me cherry pick a last couple few good ones here. Fact or fiction, Starlin Castro has more RBIs than Mark DeRosa.
I'm going to say fiction.
It's actually a fact, but 32 to 31. Tells you how far Castro has dropped off.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew he was. I figured they were pretty close, but Castro's just been so egregiously bad. Fact.
Fact or fiction, Curtis Granderson has more steals than Ryan Braun.
I'm going to say fiction?
No, that's a fact. 5-4 for Granderson.
Did you like my conviction?
Yeah. A couple more wrapping up here. Ike Davis and Adeiny Hechevarria have the same amount of RBIs. Fact or fiction?
I'll say fact.
It is a fact. Ike Davis, what a terrible year.
Yeah.
I got 3 left for you.
Oh, boy.
And I got to say... New York Yankees catcher, because most people might not know who he is.
Fact.
Yankees catcher Chris Stewart has more steals than Jason Hayward.
Oh, man. I'll say fiction.
No, that's a fact. He's got 3 steals to Jay Hayes 2.
Oh, God. It's ridiculous.
2 questions left.
Oh, Hayward, what a terrible year.
Chris Stewart, again, catcher from the Yankees, has more home runs than Chris Stewart, the winger for the St. Louis Blues of the National Hockey League, had goals last year.
Yeah, fiction. I don't know. Goals? What's a goal? Is that like soccer? What is that?
I said hockey, National Hockey League. No, it was just funny because, you know.
They play soccer in the National Hockey League? Now you're really confused.
Last fact or fiction for you.
Okay. Fact.
Josh Rutledge has more steals than Justin Upton.
I'll say fact.
Yeah, 8-7.
I told you Rutledge was a good pick.
What happened to the Upton boys this year? I mean, Justin had that great start, but what happened to B.J. Upton? And Jason Hayward? That was supposed to be the outfield of outfields in baseball this year.
I know. It's crazy, too, how well the team is doing considering the Hayward-Upton outfield. The Braves are walking away with the NL, and pretty much, I mean, in probably the best fashion we've seen in a few years.
Gray, I got fact or fiction. There's only 2 more episodes of the Razzball Baseball Podcast.
Oh, wow.
Till we do the rap show.
We won't tease the actual name yet, but we got a special guest star hopefully coming up soon.
Hopefully. That'd be great. Love to have him/her.
We'll tease a little bit, even though it may not happen, so then I'm going to feel stupid, but you know you got to ask him about Big DD.
Yeah. I know exactly. That's... And then he or she will hang up on us. Hey, Gray, listen, buddy. 2 more episodes, and then just a reminder, Razzball listeners, because no one showed up last September, end of August, we'll cut off the baseball podcast, but we'll do a wrap show at the end of September. But we're still doing the football podcast, which have just taken off at football.razzball.com. And also, we're going to be doing a basketball and hockey preview show for you this year. Gray, you can do the hockey with me, Gray?
Fiction.
Great. Thanks for joining us on the Razzball Baseball Podcast. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Like your name was Moises. It's the Razzball Podcast.